Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, covering all things Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. Your host, Eddie Greer, coming out of here the 1st of September 2022, and this is the postcast edition here on the pod. This volleyball edition won't come out until tomorrow morning, so be out lookout for that as well. And by the time that rolls out, we should have episode 117 of the Purple Project Podcast up and ready for you guys to listen to. As I'm sitting here recording this, it should go up by tonight, sometime before the postcast of soccer. So I know I'm doing this a little bit backwards here, but busy week for this podcast once again. Postcast edition, K-State Women's Volleyball, still unbeaten. Yes, sir, still unbeaten. First road game, or you want to call it that, the UCF Challenge in Orlando, Florida, and K-State knocks out Syracuse just a while ago, 3-1 in Orlando there. K-State is bumped now to 4-0 heading into Friday's match against North Florida. Sydney Boulding knocked down the last point of the game for K-State there after Syracuse won in the third set of this matchup here. K-State went up 2-0 here in the matchup there in Syracuse. Riley Batt in the third set, 25-22, and then K-State held off another rally by the Orange Ladies for the 25-21 sealer in that challenge there. And then going back to the first and second sets, respectively, K-State beat Syracuse 25-23, 25-18 as well. And you look at the kills. Obviously, K-State outdid in that department 57-52. Attack, Syracuse was more aggressive, but K-State ladies, led by, of course, the head coach, Susie Fritz, did a lot better execution. It's like you read the numbers here. Oh, damn. Syracuse had a lot more of this, a lot more of that. But end of the day, K-State came out and did what it needed to do. And I said on that podcast, I know we're doing things a little bit backwards on the weekly edition this week, that this opponent, Syracuse, was going to be one of the more tougher opponents in this challenge. And K-State was up to the challenge in this matchup here for Kansas State. Again, your 1-2 punch for the volleyball team. Aaliyah Carter, 20 kills in this game. A percentage of 36-6 there as well. 7 digs, a block as well. Elena Baca continues her tremendous start to the season. Baca, 17 kills there. Total attacks, 37. Carter led the squad there, 41. That was the third most attacks in this game there. Baca also added in 6 digs and 4 blocks along with that as well. Also played Sydney Boulding, who had that final point in that. Haley Warner, Kaylee Fernholz, Lauren Hinkle, Molly Ramsey, and Mackenzie Morris, who had 17 digs in this matchup here. First of 3 this weekend for volleyball down in Orlando, Florida. I don't have the post script right now, so that's going to have to wait until another podcast. But I just want to jump on in here real quick and give a brief description of what happened down there with the K-State volleyball team. Obviously, all the attention is here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State football in less than almost 48 hours from right now. So as I'm sitting here recording this Purple Project podcast, postcast of volleyball here, but K-State staying unbeaten, and they got a good chance to bump that record up again tomorrow. North Florida was like 1-2 coming into this UCF Challenge down there. So great test there. And so far, Aaliyah Carter has that Batman and Robin type combination there. Well, this was a big pickup here. Elena Baca, and I have mentioned this before on this show. How did I miss that? I have no idea. I might have mentioned it this summer on the Pro Watcher podcast, on one of these dailies of this podcast there. But definitely, Baca, a St. Mary's transfer, has done her damage. And like I said, this 1-2 punch, they can go a long ways there with this. So that's huge, especially like a talent like Aaliyah Carter. Elena Baca has made her presence felt for sure throughout these first four games. That includes the preseason game against Wayne State there. So they held off their biggest challenge to this point. I'm pretty sure UCF's pretty good as well. That's going to be probably another challenge for K-State. But they passed the first test there. Obviously, this is not your true road test, but this is, again, one of those things that you're away from Bramlage, and K-State was up to the task early and often, even though the Syracuse team was, appeared to me, on the stat sheet way more aggressive, but K-State ladies, the volleyball team, did what they needed to do and chalk another one, win in the win column for K-State women's volleyball. They take down Syracuse 3-1 and bump up their record to 4-0 going into tomorrow's matchup against North Florida. So that's kind of a quick wrap-up there on part one of the postcast of the UCF Challenge. Again, K-State Nation, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. If you missed out on any of the coverage from last week, please check out any of our postcast from soccer and volleyball. Big historic news coming out of soccer today. More on that on the soccer postcast coming later, which that's going to be posted up first as well. But more on that on the soccer side, so we'll save that for the postcast of soccer against Weber State as well. The Pro Project Podcast, get it! Wherever you get your podcast, this is a great time to join in on the fun. We will be breaking down, me and Alex will be breaking down, having postcasts of every football game this year. Not right after the game, though, but it'll most likely be on Monday night. I hope to have that up on Tuesday mornings this fall coming, starting with South Dakota on Saturday night. So that we won't do it after, obviously, because I'll be at the game and dealing with aftermath traffic. But definitely we'll have every breakdown football focused. And then, of course, we'll have our usual weekly podcast focusing, bouncing around all sports. And, of course, cross country. Then we're going to be starting this weekend as well. But congratulations once again, K-State women's volleyball getting it done in Orlando in game one of a 3-game mat schedule in Central Florida, Orlando, Florida. They take down the Orange Ladies of Syracuse 3-1. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast if you want to catch up on the latest editions of any daily postcasts or weekly editions. Definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast for more information about that. Right now, that's going to put a pin on this postcast here. K-State winners in game one of the UCF Challenge 3-0 against Syracuse. This is the Purple Project Podcast.